Welcome to the Innovating eLearning 2008 online conference. The opening speech is by Tish Roberts. Tish is the Programme Director, eLearning, and is responsible for the JISC's eLearning development programmes. In this podcast, Tish gives her overview of the conference themes. She is interviewed by Philip Pothan, the JISC Communications Manager.
Going boldly into the dark, that's a wonderfully contentious phrase for an academic conference. To what extent, though, are we going into the dark? Do we know what the next generation of technologies is going to look like?
We haven't got a crystal clear idea of what the next set of technologies are going to look like. And even if we did have a really clear idea, what usually happens is how those technologies are used in different contexts. So quite often technologies appear and then are used or adopted in different ways to support the learning and teaching process. So something that wasn't developed initially or even recognised as having an impact on e-learning quite often does, because practitioners have used it in an imaginative way or have brought it into their current practice because it opens up possibilities of things they couldn't do in the past or they can do better with a new technology. So it's very hard to predict how these technologies will be used, what technologies and how they will be used, because that's the exciting thing in some ways. It's the potential of approaching the learning and teaching and the interaction around that using technologies, the potential these technologies offer in terms of doing it completely different from the way we currently do it. And that is almost impossible to predict in some ways.
So how do institutions plan for what is an uncertain future? How can we prepare them for that uncertain future?
I think how we can help institutions is by demonstrating and explaining the current uses and best practice of existing technologies, highlighting where institutions have taken on or used ICT in a very imaginative or in a new, completely new way, helping them to think and give them the time and space to explore the use of technology in a different context. So some of that is either by funding them to do development activity or producing resources and guidance material or info kits, like just Infinet info kits, that support the institution and the practitioners understand the technology and how they can use it in different ways to support a more flexible, diverse world of learning and teaching. So it's mainly giving them independent advice and guidance or time and opportunity to explore the use of ICT in their world.
So who do you think will be driving the learning process? Will it be the students, will it be the institution, or a combination of the two?
I think it'd be very much a combination of the two. We've noticed, and it's become much more apparent in the last, 3 to 5 years, that the change in expectations of the learners has driven a lot more innovative use of ICT in different contexts at an institutional level. So learners have been and are going to be a lot more proactive in terms of their demands, which is only realistic in terms of now they have to pay more and more for their educational process, that they're going to demand quality, different types of interaction, different use of tools that they prefer, than being satisfied with a traditional institutional delivery paradigm that we've been operating in for the last, well, some would argue 300 years. So there does seem to be a shift of emphasis and locus of control much more to the learner over the last couple of years. And I should imagine that this is going to get stronger as they become more and more regarded as the customer for the learning and teaching process. And also because of the drivers in terms of it's less and less appropriate for learners to take time out and space out and dedicate that solely to the educational process. You know, they need to mix and match their lives, their work and their learning all in together. I mean, of course, learners have always done that, but there's much more pressure on them to do that more and more these days. So to some extent, I think a lot of it will be, the demands will be driven by the learner, but hopefully the practitioner can keep up with those demands and be imaginative and responsive in terms of the solutions they come up to some of the issues or demands that the students are asking or raising.
So what do you hope to get out of the online conference, and what are the kinds of things, questions that you hope will be discussed there?
Okay, well, I'm hoping that we are going to try and explore some of the potentials and possibilities and remixing and completely alternative scenarios that we can come up with in terms of learning teaching in the future age. You know, are we just still looking at and still tend to stick to exploring a traditional paradigm but with technology twiddles on it, you know, to slightly move them out? Or are we actually looking at a fundamental shift and change here? You know, lots of people talk about the effect of ICT and the internet and Web 2, etc., on the whole student expectation, the whole experience, and we talk that now the learner has more information and resources than any other time in history, and that this fundamentally changes our relationship and how learning and teaching is delivered. And I think this is an opportunity to try and unpack that and explore it a bit more and see how we can support institutions do this, to not be afraid of the uncertainty, because that's what we are definitely dealing with, is a huge amount of uncertainty. That we can use this opportunity to, as I say, try and unpack and explore that a bit more, and look at some particular technologies, highlight and put a bit of a spotlight on those, and try and see what are their potentials in terms of our, you know, pedagogic models or our approaches to learning and teaching. So I'm hoping for a lively debate around the potential of these technologies. I'm hoping that some new technologies are going to be brought to our attention and their potential and possibility in terms of learning teaching. So I'm hoping that some stuff that we don't know, I mean, we've all heard about Second Life and some of the other things now, but what else is out there? Is there some nice, interesting things that, as I say, have nothing to do with education at the moment, but you feel we could easily adopt or potentially use for our world? So it'd be good to try and find some nice examples of technologies that have been developed outside of our remit, but which we feel we can adopt or take on board and would be a benefit.
Sounds fascinating. Tish Roberts, thanks very much.